Welcome to Truth Unveiled from True Life Church in Greenville, Ohio. Today is an opportunity to be transformed by this word of wisdom. As you listen, we pray you are encouraged and uplifted by this short 5-minute teaching. Now, here with today's word is Pastor Chris Barhorst.
Well, praise the Lord Jesus Christ and welcome to this short little podcast that I've entitled Dealing with a Restless Heart. This is a powerful truth. I've observed restlessness in a lot of believers, including myself. I've observed this, especially when you're younger in the Lord and you have a zeal for God and you want to do something for the Lord. There's a propensity and a tendency not to grow right where you're at. You think you got to go and change the world when God hasn't really been able to change your heart and you're not mature enough to handle what He's called you to. And we need to be faithful in our calling right where we're at. I'm brought to mind in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, there was a progression. It was they preached in Jerusalem and in all Judea and then Samaria and then the uttermost parts of the earth. In fact, this was kind of inspired by a great missionary by the name of Jackie Pullinger. I highly recommend her book, Chasing the Dragon? Yeah, that's what it is. Powerful book. I read it a long time ago. Pulled it out recently. It's excellent. But she said something in an interview that I was listening to on some podcast or somewhere. And she said at the end that the person doing the interview asked her, what advice would you give a young missionary? And she said, stay. And that really impacted me. Then she went on to explain what she meant by that. She said, if you're called to a particular area, it doesn't impress people, the natives, say you're called as a missionary to a foreign country or something. When you come in and you get your pictures taken with the locals and then you leave. She said, stay, basically stay the long haul. And I thought, oh my, my. This applies everywhere in the body of Christ. I see so many people blow in, blow up, and blow out. And, you know, we need to disciple people, and that means we need to be there for the long haul. I wrote this down. I felt the Lord gave me this. I said, there may be a time to go, but it is not before you're established where you're at. With Jesus, it's true. He said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, Mark 16, Matthew 28, make disciples. But go does not mean we're not established where we're at. There's a powerful verse of scripture that I love in Proverbs 17, 24. It says, wisdom is before him that has understanding. It's right where you're at. But the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. You know, when we go, I've purposed in my heart to go, but I've discovered that going begins in my heart as I go into my relationship with God. And then if he decides I need to go somewhere, it will never be because I'm tired of where I'm at. It will always be at the leading of the Lord. I pray you hear what I'm trying to communicate because this is so powerful. The eyes of a fool are always looking out there for what they have right where they're at. If the word of God is not alive and powerful where you're at geographically, it's not going to be powerful if you leave and go overseas or wherever you go to try to find it. It's in him. It's in Christ. It's this relationship we have with God and your mission fields all around you. Now, I'm not saying there won't be a time if you're called to go to another country or you're called to relocate. I'm not saying that, but it will not be before you've went in your heart and you've become established in your relationship with God in your heart. And let me say this. This is from the Old Testament. I know it's in Deuteronomy 7, but I want to read these two verses from Exodus chapter 23, verses 29 and 30 says, the Lord speaking, and I will drive them out, talking about the opposition. I will not drive them, and I'm sorry, from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beast of the field multiply against thee. Watch verse 30. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. What is the lesson? The lesson is simple. You and I need to be ready to handle what God has put before us. In fact, I've established this in my heart. If God's not promoting me beyond where I think I need to be, it's only because I'm not ready. And that can be a hard pill to swallow. But when we're mature in our heart, I mean, God will show us, he will direct us, but it's not going to be out of restlessness. And so many people are moving out of restlessness and calling it God when it's not God. And they need to be honest with themselves and get established in their heart. Listen, God knows where you're at. When you're ready, if you need to relocate or something geographically, he will show you and it will be peaceful and it will not be abandoning the people where you're at. In fact, the Lord told me this one time. This is so powerful and it really got in my cereal bowl. He said, listen, if you're abiding your time where you're at in your current ministry, if you're abiding your time waiting on a better opportunity, he said, you're a hireling. Boy, that rocked my world. In other words, if I'm just, say I pastor and say I'm at pastoring a church, but I'm just abiding my time until a better opportunity comes along. I'm a hireling because that's not the heart of God. God loves people. And I'm content to stay where he's put me for the rest of my life. And I will continue to go into all the world by going from right where I'm at into him and my relationship with God and trust him to lead and guide, not from restlessness, but from rest. I pray you've heard the heart of this because this will really help you and save you a lot of years of heartache if you listen. God bless you. Have an amazing day.
We pray this message from True Life Church has been a blessing to you. If you would like to check out more of our teachings, you can go to our webpage at tlchurch.us and click on the Resources tab. Until next time, we pray you meditate on the truths you have learned today.